Hi, everyone. Welcome to our daily devotionals. Today's chapter comes from 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now, the Spirit expressly says that in later times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons, through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. If you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed. Have nothing to do with irreverent silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, for to this end we toil and strive because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things. Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Amen. If you remember in 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul talks extensively about this issue of false doctrine and silly myths infiltrating the church in Ephesus, and it seems as if this issue was so rampant in the church that Paul felt the need to write this letter to Timothy. Just in the very tone of his letter, we can imagine many people in the church departing from the faith, departing from their confession of their faith in Jesus Christ, and turning to these false teachings and these silly myths. And so Paul instructs Timothy to speak certain truths and to live in such a way that his very life will point people back to God. And first, Paul says, train yourself for godliness. I'm not sure how many of you go to the gym on a regular basis and are very mindful of your physical health. And going to the gym and eating well is all good. But some of us are so focused on training our physical bodies, on what diet is best, so much so that it puts God on the back burner. But Paul makes an argument that bodily training is of some value, it is good, but godliness is of value in every way. In other words, bodily training is of temporary value, but godliness has eternal value. There is value in the present life as well as in the life to come. And so Paul tells Timothy that even though he's young, he can show the church what a life of godliness can look like. He says, let no one despise you for your youth, but instead set an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Be mindful of the way that you talk with others, the way that you treat others with mercy and grace and love. Be mindful of how you put your faith in Jesus in all circumstances. And be mindful of how you live a life of holiness and purity. He also says, devote yourself to Scripture. Devote yourself to the teaching of God's Word. Devote yourself to the meditation of what God says in His Word. If you're struggling to get into a healthy rhythm of meditating on Scripture, first, I just want to say I'm glad you're listening to this devotional because I think that shows that you're taking an active step towards trying to train yourself in this way. But I also want to encourage you to not give up. Continue at it because I do know that in the beginning it may seem hard, but the more you keep doing it, the more delight you'll have in God's Word. And it is your daily food. It is your daily sustenance for your spiritual needs. Third, he says, don't neglect the gift you have, but use the gifts that you've received from the Spirit to build up the body of Christ. What are the gifts that you've received? How can you use those gifts from the Spirit to build up the flock of Christ? And fourth, practice these things. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. And I think Paul is sharing this because he knows very well that it is very easy to be swayed by the culture and the times of our day. and to fall off the narrow path that leads to eternal life. All of this, Paul says, because he believes that by Timothy's teaching and his lifestyle, he can save both himself and his hearers. Now, this might seem a little confusing. How can Timothy save both himself and his hearers? Is Paul talking about a salvation by works? I don't think so. Remember, any time we read Scripture, we need to not look at just the verse itself, but all of Scripture as a whole. And we know that salvation is by grace through faith, not by works, so that no one may boast, as it says in Ephesians. And so Paul isn't talking about a salvation by Timothy's works or by our works. Instead, he's saying that true teachings of the gospel of Jesus Christ will protect them and rescue them out of the false teachings that were infiltrating the church. Both the faithful teaching of God's word and a lifestyle of godliness will help the church persevere in the face of false teaching. What can this look like for us today? How can we set an example in speech and conduct and love and faith and impurity? What would it look like for you to devote yourself to the teaching of God's word, to Scripture? How can you use your gifts to build up the body of Christ? And how can you practice these things? How can you create these healthy rhythms in your life where you can continue to put your hope on the living God? God desires for us to remain steadfast and faithful. And one of the best ways for us to do this is by staying true to what God says in His Word. And so let's do that, both individually, but also together as one church. Continue to live according to what God says in His Word. Let's not turn to false doctrine and these silly myths, just like the church in Ephesus did during Timothy's time, but let's put our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today, and we want to continue to set our hope on you, the living God, who is the Savior of all people. God, we see many similarities in the church today as what we see in the church in Ephesus in Timothy's time. And Lord, we just ask for the help of your Holy Spirit to remain steadfast in the truth of your word, and that we would live a lifestyle of godliness. Help us, Lord, to train ourselves for godliness, for what is of value in every way. And we want to continue to set an example of what godliness can look like. Help us, Lord, to remain true to Scripture and to the teaching of your word. Help us, Lord, to use our gifts to build up the body of Christ. And in all these ways, help us, Lord, to practice these things, to immerse ourselves in them. We thank you, and we just pray that your Spirit would help us to do this each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us for our daily devotionals, and I hope that we can continue to pursue godliness, to train ourselves for godliness. Have a great day.